This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the last half of Romans 2, Paul presents two hypothetical assumptions claimed by those who are religious. Then he asks some rhetorical questions and concludes with an affirmation of truth. He states the hypothetical with the word if in verses 17 through 19. If you feel you have it all together and conclude you're okay, Paul has some questions for you. Also, if you think because you have it all together, you have the authority to instruct, direct, and judge others, Paul has questions for you as well. Are you walking the talk? Is your behavior and expressed attitude authentic? If your answer is no, you dishonor God. He quotes Ezekiel 36:22, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. It's not your pedigree, possessions, and privileged position that counts with God. It's a changed life. It's a life which has been changed inwardly, a circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, verse 29. Religious men praise you if you jump through the proper religious ceremonial hoops. God accepts, praises, and blesses the one who humbly submits to the Holy Spirit's work of convicting, convincing, converting, and then conforming them inwardly into Christlikeness. The Holy Spirit does this in response to faith. Short of this, you will find yourself a lawbreaker and rejected by a holy God. Examine yourself in the light of these truths and ask God to use the truth to set you free by His provision of salvation through Christ.